Larry Goins.
Thanks, Gary. As Gary mentioned, we have a new program coming out. It's called the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine, and it's exactly what we do. We buy and sell anywhere from 10 to 15 houses every month, each and every month. We don't keep them, but an average of about 30 minutes. We have our buyer lined up before we actually close on them. So what we're going to do today is, our course is going to be out in about 2 weeks. I thought it would be a great idea to use this opportunity today to do our complete course. I'm going through the manual. I'm going to give you some things that you've heard before, but I'm going to give you a lot of things that you have never heard before. Please take a lot of notes. A lot of notes. And you're going to have to write fast because we have a lot of material to cover, okay? I am recording this today, and this will be a part of the actual course. If you have questions, please don't hesitate to ask them. Please don't, because chances are, if one person has a question, another person may. And I will repeat the question so everybody can hear it. It's not a problem at all. And we're going to jump around quite a bit. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, but I'm just going to really start from the beginning of our new course. We have our business set up so we don't have to be there. Would everybody like to do that eventually? Set your business up so you don't have to be there? We have our business set up so we don't have to be there. To give you an example, we have 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have 11 closings scheduled for this month. 11. With an average of $6,000 per deal. You know how many of those I bought?
None.
Zero. How many of them I sold? Zero. An average of $6,000, 11 properties, you could do the math, okay? We have people in our office that we have trained through our system to buy and sell property. The first thing we have done is we've created a property search criteria sheet, okay? It's really nothing more than what the realtors have, or the like CarolinaHome.com is the one here local, some of the other people from out of town. I'm sure you have a local MLS website that you go to. It's the minimum number of bedrooms, number of baths, the style of the home, price range of the home, that sort of thing. When you're searching online, I recommend do not search for properties that do not have a picture. If I don't see a picture of the house, I bypass it. Am I going to lose some deals? Yeah, I might lose a deal or two, but am I going to save a lot of time? Yeah. I'm going to save a lot of time. So we don't ever stop and look at it if there's no picture. We also, if you want to look for keyword, do keyword searches. What are some good keywords out there to search when you're looking online on the MLS? Expired might be a good one. Distressed, motivated, as is. How about this? Here's a couple of keywords you won't hear many people talk about. Seller's addendum required. What does that mean? It's bank-owned property. It's foreclosed. Exactly right. Exactly right. As is, where is? What are some other ones? Motivated. How about reduced? Is that a good one? Reduced is a good one. On our property search criteria, this is what makes it so easy to plug somebody in our business so we don't have to be there. We have a sample of 12 photos at the bottom. 12 photos. The first six are samples of what we are looking for. We actually have pictures of houses that we've bought that are the type of house we're looking for in the price range bracket and the style, whether it be a ranch, two-story, or whatever. We have samples of what we're looking for. Now, here's the most important. What are the next six?
The kind you don't want.
Samples of what we're not looking for. Is that important?
Yes.
I can give that form to anybody in our office and say, go online and search and find me some houses like this. Does that take me out of the loop?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That way I don't have to do it. Now let's look at property analysis. When we wholesale most of our properties, and we make about $5,000 to $7,000 per deal, depending on the deal. Sometimes we've done them for $1,000 or $1,500 or $25,000, and we closed one last week, we made $14,000 on. So just an average ballpark, $5,000 to $7,000. When we're doing our property analysis, we only need a few things to be able to tell how much to pay for a property, okay? We need to know the after-repaired value, and we multiply that times 0.7, which this is as probably as good a time as any, I'm going to show you my ultimate property analyzer. And if Gary or Mitch, if you'd like to help hand these out, everybody gets a copy of our software program that we use to analyze deals. How's that? Now, I had a computer program design this program for us, specifically for us, for our business, okay? Can everybody see that okay? I wish I could make it a little bigger, but I don't know how. We have our after-repaired value. Now, we have to be able to wholesale a property. We have to be able to sell it at 70%. Which anybody in here would buy a property if you'd be in it for 70%, including purchase, rehab, and closing, right? 30% interest, instant equity. We have it set at default of 70%. Now, you can plug whatever else you want in there, but we have it set as default 70%. Now, a lot of the people that buy homes from us use hard money closing costs, or hard money. So, we have ours set for 4 points by default. And check this out. I had this added after the program was complete. You can either put in a percent or an amount. Say if I want to make $25,000 on this property instead of 30% equity, I just plug in the amount and that goes away. Okay? Now, this is a good ballpark of taxes, insurance, and attorney fees. For the type of properties we buy, the $60,000 to $100,000 price range property, a good ballpark average of taxes, insurance, and attorney fees are $2,250. So I have that set at default. You can plug in 5% if you want to, or 3% or 2%. Repairs. Every house we buy needs at least $10,000 in repairs, it seems. So we've just plugged in $10,000 as default. Now, wholesale profit, we have that set at a default of $5,000. Now, if you're not wholesaling, if you're keeping it for yourself, you can put zero in there, okay? You can change that to zero. Now, and I also had three more categories. Say if you want to add an appraisal fee on every deal, if you want to add another assignment fee or something, real estate commission on every deal, you can throw that in there. Now, I want you to look how easy this is to use. Somebody give me an after-repaired value. $120,000. That right there is how much we can pay for this property. Now, but it really needs $15,000 in work. That is how much we can pay for that property right there. $58,390. The first day we used that in our office, our guys make an average of about 7 to 10 offers a day. Greg came to me and said, Larry, I made 17 offers today because of this program. Is that strong or what?
Yeah.
Man. Now, let me show you something else here that I really like. First thing is you can save it on your system tray. See how it goes right down here? You can save it, and right there it is all the time. Now, you're talking to a realtor or a for sale by owner, and they have three properties. You plug this up here. Okay. Yeah, we have three. However many you want to plug in here, you can put them right up there and put every property in. And you can save them all down to the system tray. And they're all there. See every one of them. Is that great or what? That's how we analyze deals.
That's awesome.
And now you guys can do the exact same thing we do. Yay! Exactly. That's great. So that's the ultimate property analyzer, and it is available on our website and a part of our ultimate buying and selling machine course. But I wanted to share that with you. That's exactly how we analyze the deal. Now, everybody's familiar with the 70%, the closing cost, the repairs, and that sort of thing, right? So now we know how to analyze a deal. One of the things about analyzing, a lot of people ask, I get a lot of calls and people say, well, that the current value is, you know, but the current value is $50,000, but it needs about $20,000 in work. Current value is irrelevant. You don't have to worry about what current value is. Because you're not basing your investment decision on current value. You're basing it on what it's going to be worth, right? What it's worth now is what you're willing to pay or somebody else is willing to pay, right? So that's really irrelevant. Now, we're going to jump into where to find some deals. And I'm going to run through them. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time because I got a tremendous amount of information that I want to share with you, okay? When you're finding property, there's basically two ways to find property. Either prospecting or marketing. Prospecting and marketing. What is marketing? Here's a quick and easy, down and dirty definition of marketing. And you should write this down. Marketing is anything that makes the phone ring. Would everybody agree with me? Anything that makes the phone ring. Now, prospecting, on the other hand, is calling up other people. Direct mail. Anybody in here do direct mail now? Mitch? Anybody else? Dale? I'm going to show you how to get out of all that. How much is postage now? I don't even know.
37 cents.
Wow! I'm going to show you how to get out of all that in a little while. And it's all in here. Okay, let's look at marketing. Bandit signs. Bandit signs. Those are basically signs that you put out, hopefully not on the telephone pole, on your own stand. Anybody use bandit signs? Several people in here. We use a few of them. Here are a few pictures from the signs that we put out. Now, does anybody in here want to go out and nail up signs or put them on stands? No. We pay $2 per sign to have them put out. We either hire a college kid, you know, a stay-at-home, you know, mom, or somebody to go out and put these up. Now, why do I get pictures of them? Do I really care about the signs? You know, the picture of the sign? That's basically QC, quality control, to make sure that they really put them out and didn't throw them in the dumpster and come back and said, I put out 200 signs a day, where's my $400? Okay? That's the only reason we have pictures made. And so I can bring around a stack of pictures and show to everybody. That's a lot of signs, huh?
It's a lot.
Friend of mine has a little device that he invented called the Sign Hammer. Several of you in here know about that. Signhammer.com. I think it's $30, $29.95. If you go to signhammer.com/goins, it's $25. You get five off and he gives me five. Is that a deal? Yeah, that's a deal. It's basically, and I wish I would have brought it in, it's about 4 feet tall, and you can hold the sign up and nail it up about 8 feet in the air, which is great. Next is business cards. Business cards. Does everybody in here have a business card? Who has a unique card? Gary has a unique card. Let's see your card, Gary.
I got something on the back for you.
Oh, attention investors, fixed returns backed by real estate. Now, is that a great card or what? That's awesome. That's awesome. I like that. There, here's my business card. It's a $1 million bill. A lot of people have seen that before. Now, Gary, I'm going to pick on you for a minute. Okay. Which one of these is going to get picked up first? Approximately which one? There you go. You know what? The other thing, people do not throw that away. People don't throw away a $1 million bill business card. They just don't do it. Now, I've taken this to the next level. I'm always trying to think about how to take something to the next level and be different. Okay? Here is my new business card. How do you like this? It says, I buy houses. Look at this. Now, I'll tell you what we do with this. We give them to realtors. We give them to everybody, actually. But realtors, primarily. Now, if I'm walking in, if you're a real estate agent, and I'm walking in, I have you this card, hand you this card, what's the chances of you remember me if you've never seen me before? Now, if I walk in with this one, what are the chances of you remembering me?
He's that crazy guy with the big
sword. Exactly. Now, listen, it's not over, okay? Go with me here a second. Here's my phone number. It says right under my phone number, to sell me a house. Here's my fax number, to fax me a contract. Here's my email. It says, to email me a property. Is that great or what?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, when we walk in and talk to the realtor, we tell them. We go right to their desk. Yeah, do me a favor. Here's your desk. Can you do me a favor? Can you stick this up on your wall right behind you? Here, I even brought a thumbtack with me. Now, the reason I want you to do that is, how many agents do you have in here? Oh, about 12? Now, every time an agent walks by your desk and say, oh, is that guy still buying houses? I got a house he might be interested in. It's a commission for them and a commission for you, right? Right? Now, and also, anytime a deal comes across your desk, who can I sell this house to fast? Let me think. I could sell it to this guy. Because I tell him, any house you call me with, We're going to make an offer before we get off the phone. How can we do that? Because we have the ultimate property analyzer, right? We can make an offer right on the phone before we get off the phone. Now, I'm always trying to think of how to take it to the next level. Here's what we do now. And why do you think I made these 8x10? So they fit in an envelope. And you can mail them to the realtor. We have them in this color too. So you can mail them to the realtor along with the cover letter. Let me share with you what the cover letter says. Whoops, if I can find it right quick. Here we go. Here's the cover letter that we mail out. My name is, and this is right in the course, has a place to put your name in. My name is Larry and I'm a real estate investor. I wanted to introduce myself to you and send you my business card. As you can see by my card, I am not your average investor. My company, Investors Rehab, purchases 10 to 15 houses per month. I have plenty of references I can give you if you need them. We actually purchase most of our properties from realtors. Is this what a realtor wants to hear?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Check this out. Please hang my business card on the wall over your desk so when other agents in the office see it, they will think of a property that would be a good investment and tell you to contact me so we can make an offer on the phone. Also, it will remind you about me when you see or think of a good investment. I will always make an offer on anything that you contact me about before we get off the phone. We have very minimal stipulations and we set up all, and set up all cash closings with no financing contingencies. Does a realtor want to hear that?
Yeah.
If you have private money lined up, can you make all cash offers?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Is this, and this is right in the letter, is this win-win or what?
Yes.
Now the next paragraph, all caps, I need more houses. Please take a minute and ask around the office and try to think of any problem properties that we can make an offer on today. Let's close some deals and make some money together. That's awesome. Now, thank you.
Have you tested mailing that to agent compared to the broker?
No, I haven't. What we do is we tend to mail them out to agents that we've talked to on the phone. Okay? They at least heard our name. Because we don't want to mail them out, because there's a lot of part-time agents out there, you know, working from home, you know, just not really doing a whole lot, just hanging their license. Mm-hmm. And postage is a lot of money, especially with a huge envelope. So we tend to mail them to people that we already know or working with investors or foreclosure properties or something like that. Now, here's a little kicker down here on your letter. Does anybody have a product or service that you offer other investors or realtors? Anything? Like an appraiser, an attorney, a home inspector, a rehab contractor, or a lender. So I put this in here. We're also in the mortgage business and offer traditional rehab and hard money loans for investors, blah, blah, blah. So if you have a service or product that you offer realtors, you want to plug it right there, right? So now you can mail these out and you'll stand out from the crowd. That's what this is all about, standing out from the crowd, being a little bit different. Wouldn't you agree, Gary?
Unbelievable. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Caught him with his mouth full eating back there. That's some great food. Okay, let's move on. Flyers. Whenever you're doing flyers, do not waste the back side. On the front, I buy houses all cash as is, any condition, anywhere. On the back, I sell houses. I rent to own houses. I lease option. First-time home buyers and down payment and closing cost assistance. We also wholesale houses to investors. Do not waste a side at all, front and back. Where can you put out flyers at? Where can you put them out at?
Everywhere.
There you go. Everywhere. That's exactly right. Running ads. Who runs ads now? Has a good ad that you'd like to share with us that you run? What's a good ad? Mitch, what's a good ad?
A good ad.
You take a minute. I'm gonna go over a couple. Here's one that we run. I buy houses, apartments, lots, and land. Quick cash, any condition, anywhere. And then you put your toll-free number. Which, by the way, while we're talking about numbers, if you don't have a separate number for your investing business, you need to get one. And it needs to be a vanity number if you can. Does everybody know what a vanity number is? Where it's like 877-LARRY-GO. 877-LARRY-GOINS, which is actually our number for ordering product. Okay, it's a toll-free number. It's easy to remember. So anything you can do to find a vanity number, do that. Here's a website you can go to check any number. You can plug in the number and it'll tell you every conceivable possible words you can spell with that number. Okay? Phonetic, phonetic.com. 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 You simply plug in the phone number and it'll tell you every possible word it may even tell you, you know, like a word like buy now 32 or something, you know. Yes, Mitch.
Okay, I got it. Commercial property wanted for tax-free exchange, distressed properties okay.
Hi. I like that. Commercial property wanted for tax-free exchange, distressed property okay. That's a good one. Jot that down. I like that. How about this one? In foreclosure with a question mark. Save your credit, not a loan. And then your phone number. How about this one? Do you own rentals but are sick of management? I can help. We buy a lot of property from don't-wanter investors.
I ran an ad one time for property that said, do you have PMS? And it was pre-mortgage syndrome.
Pre-mortgage syndrome.
Mm-hmm. And a guy called me and goes, I have PMS.
What about property management sickness? Okay, that's a great one, though. I like that. Okay, here's the best one of all, and you better capture it. You better write this one down, okay? You won't hear anybody else tell you this. I'm always trying to think of how to take something to the next level. How can I find a vacant house from somebody that doesn't own a vacant house? Check this out. Is there a vacant, rundown house bringing down your neighborhood? I can help. Call now. Is that taking it to the next level? They're flipping through looking, hey, how about that house down the street, honey? I wonder if this guy can help clean that up. Let's give him a call. Is there a vacant, rundown house bringing down your neighborhood? Oh, also I have in here, trashy, comma, abandoned, question mark. I can help. Is that great?
I love it.
How about signs on your car? Does everybody have a sign on your car? Yeah, mine used to say, I buy, sell, build, remodel, and finance homes. Man, they could never keep up as I'm going down the road, you know. Now it just says, I buy houses, real quick. I buy houses. We were talking earlier, you were selling your car and it says, I buy houses, and you had to take it off. What did I suggest to you?
To sell it for $100 less if they keep it on.
Give them a $100 discount to buy the car if they leave the sign on it. Is that a good idea? Okay, next, billboards. Anyone use any billboards? Who's the biggest billboard user out there?
Homevestors.
Have you used them before?
I haven't used billboards, but I rented, they're like 4 foot by 6 or 7 foot signs that you can pop the letters into.
Uh-huh.
And I have four of them.
Oh, like the ones that you pull around behind your vehicle or something? Yeah. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. I like that. Homevestors runs I Buy Ugly Houses. There's a guy here in Charlotte. He runs one, I Buy Pretty Houses. Yeah, is that a good idea?
Yes.
Absolutely. I Buy Pretty Houses. I have a little thing on my car. I don't know if any of you have seen it. It's a license plate frame that's LCD. And it scrolls and it lights up. It says, I buy houses on it. And anybody behind me can see it scrolling, just red flashing lights that scrolling says, I buy houses. Yeah, it's gaudy, isn't it? But I get calls. I get, hey, listen, I'm not too proud. You know, I'm buying a house. Yeah.
I like the one Leon has. It says,
absolutely. Leon. Absolutely. We have name tags, the flashing name tags. That everybody that's seen Leon knows, you know, it just says financial help services on it. How about if you bought one of those and just changed it to I buy houses? You're in Walmart. Oh, you buy houses? You know, hey. Yes.
My wife didn't like the signs we just started putting the signs on the side of our truck about 3 months ago. She didn't like the signs. She didn't want to ride my truck. But we bought a couple houses and closed on them, and all of a sudden, she likes those signs.
The wife didn't like the sign.
She even drives a truck now.
She didn't like the sign because it was gaudy. And now that you bought a couple... Hey, listen, you know, you should have been thinking as soon as you bought that first deal, you know, get her a little something extra. Yeah, you know, hey, it's because of these signs.
We did.
There you go.
They bought more
signs.
She gets a new piece of furniture whenever we close on a house.
Listen, I bought my wife a new vehicle, a Suburban. Well, it's not new. I don't buy new vehicles. But I bought my wife a Suburban. And I told her, I said, honey, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to pay for it. It's going to be a company vehicle. Being a company vehicle, I have to put some signs on it, okay? So I finally, in going back and forth and negotiating, I negotiated up to a 2-inch high sign across the back only. She didn't want me to put them on the sides, but, you know, there's so many white Suburbans around, I have to look at the back to tell her whether it's hers or not. But it's
the scrolling sign, you're talking about, where do you get signs?
The scrolling sign, you go to streettags.com. streettags.com to get the scrolling license plate and the name tag, okay? The license plate is, I can't remember, 100 and some bucks. The name tags are like 60 or 70. How about a website? Does anybody have a website to buy and sell properties? Several people? Good, good, good. Websites now are so dirt cheap. In fact, before long, we're going to be coming out with some templates for investors. Or you could sign up, get a 10-day free trial, get it all set up, and then just run with it, okay? Just keep it real simple. You don't need multi-pages, all kind of complicated stuff. All you need is one homepage sales letter with a few links on the side. That's all you really need to buy to sell for private money, right? Exactly. Okay, let's talk about prospecting now. Classifieds. Is everybody looking to classifieds? Okay, you should be. Is everybody buying newspapers? You shouldn't be. Okay, you don't have to buy newspapers now. Okay? Not with our system the way we do it. I'm going to show you in just a little bit how you can search all the newspapers. We have 11 different newspapers that we search on a weekly basis. It takes me about 15 minutes to search all of the newspapers in our surrounding area. Okay? And we do it all online with a little program called Tabbed Browsing in Mozilla Firefox Browser. Okay, we get it all set up, and it's all part of the bookmarks that's in the course. ads, what are you looking for? You're looking for keywords, just like you were with the realtors. Motivated, reduced. Here's a couple things you won't hear a lot of people talk about. Look, it doesn't have to have motivated keywords, but just look at for out-of-town phone numbers. Is that a good keyword or something to key in on? Out-of-town phone numbers. Which means they don't live around here anymore. Okay? They could be motivated, right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. What are some other things you would look in for classified ads? What about the different sections? You don't have to necessarily look in investment property or real estate. What about property for rent? Look in those sections. For some don't want or landlords. Okay? You can find some deals that way.
Excuse me.
Yes.
One question about that, about rentals. How would you contact all those folks? I mean, a lot of times you look at maybe 30, 40 properties for rent. Some investors, some people to try to list their house, couldn't, now they're wanting to rent it. How would you call each one of them?
You just call them. Or you hire somebody to call them. Yeah. You don't need to be doing that stuff.
I'm not going to do that stuff.
No, you don't need to be. You can hire somebody part-time to do that. You can hire them part-time to do it from home. With our system, you mark all the properties, you save it in a Word doc, you email it to them, and they call you back next day with the results. Is that easy or what?
That's easy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not only that, but you can look in investment opportunity and businesses for sale section. Okay? In a lot of the big newspapers, there's investment opportunity or businesses for sale. A lot of times they have businesses which include real estate, right, Mitch?
Right.
Yeah, because you guys are looking at for commercial stuff. Okay, other places to prospect for deals. I know a guy that puts out bus benches. I mean, in his area, he didn't even have bus benches. He went and bought a bunch of them. I mean, really, you know, he picked out some that were concrete, you know, people couldn't just pick up and throw in the back of the truck, and then had the back of it, had his, you know, I buy houses and had his number painted on it. You know, free bus benches. Who's going to move them, you know? But you could also buy ads. Some areas, you know, depending on what area you're from, they have them where you can pay for advertising there. The courthouse. What can you find at the courthouse? Foreclosure. I'm sure you guys have talked a lot about that this weekend.
Divorce.
Okay, divorces. That's another one. What you want to do is you want to look for the same last names of male and female in the book of civil lawsuits in circuit court. That's what you have to do there to find that. How about delinquent property taxes? Delinquent property taxes. That's another good source. Out-of-town owners. You can pull up the tax records and see that the tax bill is mailed to an out-of-town location. Okay, what about seniors, senior citizens or retirement homes? Do some seniors give their property away or donate it to something or have to get rid of it to move into a retirement facility or ACLF, assisted care living facility? Okay, that's another source, might be. I'm just throwing out a lot of them. Mobile home dealers, some mobile home dealers will take a house in on trade for a new double wide. Garage sales, move-in sales. We've bought maybe one, maybe two from garage sales. You know, can you imagine going up to the garage sale, you're looking around, say, what do you take for the whole thing? Yeah, I'll take it all. Auctions. Who attends auctions? Few people. That's great. Auctions are a great source. It's included in the bookmarks, different auction sites. I'll go ahead and give you a few. Proxybid.com. Proxybid.com. Auctioneers.org. Realtybid.com. Everybody know about Realtybid? It's basically where the banks send their properties to sell them on auction when they can't sell them on the retail market. Or not retail market, but out on the open market through the MLS.
Realtybid.com?
No, Realtybid. Realtybid.com. We're going to be coming out with a website soon that's similar to that, where you can just list your property and sell it. You know, we got a group of people over here listing. We got a group of people over here subscribed, looking for properties. We just match the two up. Home inspection companies. Now, if you know a few home inspectors as an investor, because you're out there getting properties inspected, is there not a good chance that they've been inspecting other properties that are either for sale or going to be put on the market? Is that a good source? It's a source that's overlooked a lot. Bail bonding companies. Do people ever put their home up for bonding as a bail bond? I know several real estate investors that got their start in real estate as a bonding company because they just acquired real estate by default. Okay? Yeah, I mean, it's sad for the people that put up their home, but it's a source for property. Building inspectors, one of my favorite sources. In fact, I'm going to show you a letter here. Building inspectors. We have a script here for whenever you go and talk with code enforcement. Properties that are under code enforcement and maybe they're getting ready to get torn down, they can't find the owner, they can't get the owner to fix it up, they just want it off their books. And I can tell you, if you ever get one deal and you fix it up, they're excited about it, they're happy, they get it off their books, it's fixed up, it brought up the neighborhood, you are their friend for life. You are their friend for life. You know, hey Larry, I got another deal for you. Can you come down here and take a look at it? I really need to get this one off my desk. Oh yeah, we get referrals from. Here's our script. Hi, my name is Larry with Investors Rehab here in Charlotte. How have you been? What does "how have you been" insinuate? You know me. You know me. It's not "how you doing." Hey, how you doing? I don't know. Is this a telemarketer? How you been? Where do I know this guy from? You see what I mean? Okay, I wanted to give you a quick call to remind you that we're still buying houses. A quick call to remind you, hey, we've talked before sometime. You know, he may not know me from Adam, okay? That we're still buying and rehabbing houses. Do you have any properties that are currently under code enforcement and you either can't get the owner to make the repairs or they need to sell? Well, you know we buy properties as is, can make the necessary repairs and get them off your books. We pay cash, can close in a week or so. We can also help people with repairs and financing if they want to keep the property. We do this because we're in the mortgage business. Do you have anything that comes to mind that we may be able to help you with? We're helping them, they're not helping us, right? Do you keep them in files or do you have a list of properties under code enforcement? What I mean by that is some counties like Cherokee County. Hey, Larry, come with me. Okay, let's see what we have here. They're flipping through the files, file cabinet. And then some of them, like Gaston County, is, yeah, Larry, let me email you a list. What's that email address again? That's great. They have it on a spreadsheet. Just email me the spreadsheet. That's great. Once you ever get one done, I mean, they will. They will be your friend for life. Okay. Let's see here. Vacant houses. Does anybody prospect for vacant houses or try to find the owners? How do you find the owners?
Tax rolls a lot of times.
Tax rolls? When you can't find it there?
Ask the neighbors sometimes.
Ask the neighbors? That is a great point. A lot of people overlook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had one guy said, "Oh yeah, he just moved out, and tell him I said hello. We've been good neighbors for a long time."
Wow.
Yeah. So I called him. He didn't want to sell, but no, hey,
it was. You never know.
Hey, Fred next, Larry next door said, "Should I give you a call?" And so at least open the door a little bit.
Exactly. It's, you know, the difference between a cold call and a warm call. He made a warm call. You know, I'm sure the first words out of your mouth was, "Hey, this is Larry, and your neighbor next door, Fred, told me to give you a call." Yeah, exactly. Yes?
Well, just because they skip trace.
Skip tracing. Gary, you guys use skip tracers every once in a while, right? Mitch?
You know what they'll give you is not so much the information on the person, but they'll give you friends and family, especially family members, so you can talk to a brother, a father, and then you'll be able to track down that vacant, abandoned owner.
Wow. That's great. That is great. We have a program. We have a system in our program. It's called a People Finder software. It goes out there and searches online once you enter their information to find them. There's a lot of different sources. There's the tax rolls, tax card. There's 411.com, 555-1212.com. And it's all in our bookmarks. We have a customized set of bookmarks that comes with the course. It's included right in. You install it into your browser. You can start searching right away. You don't even have to go find the websites. What other sources? Here's a couple of paid sources. First of all, let me give you a couple more free ones. PeopleSearchEngines.net. PeopleSearchEngines.net. Now, here's one source that people overlook a lot. What's the biggest search engine out there?
Google.
Google. Go Go to Google, type in their full name. Go to Google, type in their name and address. Go to Google, type in their name, the old address, or type in the county. Go to Google, type in their name, middle initial, name, middle name, last name. I mean, just try it four or five different ways. You'd be amazed what information you could get on Google. You'd be amazed. Now, to give you an idea how strong Google is, I was on tech support with a tech support person. I was having some kind of computer problem. This was probably a year ago. And I said, yeah. I'm getting an error message. It keeps popping up, you know, error message 713 or something. And I hear him typing, you know, and all that. I was like, what are you doing? You know, because I'm thinking that they're just pulling up their records and looking up, you know, the admin part of the software or whatever. He said, I'm doing a Google search. I said, so you're really not as smart as I thought you were. I think I made him mad, though. But could you imagine you get an error message, just do a Google search? You can find out what the problem is. That's how powerful Google is. So don't overlook that. A couple of paid sites. The first one is deadleads.com, which is in the bookmarks. And also findtheseller.com, which is in there. There's another one called Maralogics, MaralogiX.com. Maralogics, there is... here's all the different bookmarks. We have auction sites, autoresponders, which we're going to get into in a little bit, directory for code enforcement offices, how to find your local code enforcement, commercial real estate, county GIS sites, lenders, luxury home sites, to find luxury foreclosures, MLS, newspaper sites, people finder sites. People finder, that's what I was looking for. Let's see what this says here. Findtheseller.com. Now, we're not online. Merlin Data. That's the one I wanted to give you. Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N, data.com. Maralogics, we talked about that. NetTrace, N-E-T-T-R-A-C-E.com. WhitePages.com. Then here's bank-owned properties, realtor site, real estate training, resources for investors. The Sign Hammer. Realty Track, all different kind of stuff like that. Is that pretty strong?
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you just install that, right? And I'll get into that a little bit later, but I just wanted to give you those couple of sites, okay? That's some powerful stuff here. Okay, vacant properties. We talked about how to find the people. What about attorneys? Anybody have a relationship with an attorney? Every time you go to the closing, I would suggest, hey, do you ever find any of your clients that need to sell their property fast? Here's my card, right here. Stick in your pocket and give me a call when you think of somebody. Okay. Property managers. Property managers. I know several people that get most of their deals from property managers. But let me share you a very important point with you. If you don't have them manage your property, you're not going to get many deals from them. Okay? They generally sell the properties that they become aware of to people that they know they're going to get to keep the management with. Does that make sense? That way it's win-win. Okay? Now, I don't know how long you would have to keep the management with them. Maybe 6 months, maybe a year, something like that. But I wouldn't pull it away from them, okay? Especially if you're getting good deals from them. Property managers. Insurance companies and insurance adjusters. House movers might be a source. Homeowners associations. You ever notice foreclosure listings from homeowners associations because of not paying their dues? What about, here's one we found out by accident. Guy comes in our office one day, he said, I need to see Larry Goins, this is me, I need you to sign here for this. I'm like, what is this? He said, I'm a process server. We're foreclosing on a property down here that you have a second mortgage on. I'm thinking, hey, do you do this all day long? Here's my card. Is that a good source? Process servers? Would that be a good source? You think? Yeah. Now, I don't know because of privacy issues what they can and can't do. You know, I just don't know. But maybe it's where, if they're out serving process on somebody, maybe it's where they could give your card to the person they're serving, possibly. I don't know. Okay? But it's worth a shot. Who's out on the streets in the neighborhood all the time? Mail carrier. Who else?
Trash.
UPS. Garbage collectors, UPS, FedEx.